Welcome to this new topic. Today, we'll learn how to never feel hurt by what others say or think, and how to stay calm when it hurts. Have you ever felt bad from someone's words? Like a coworker saying your work is bad, or a loved one saying something mean? These things happen a lot, making us feel sad or unsure. But think about this. What if you could ignore those words? Keep your mind calm, and stay strong inside. What if being calm was your special power, turning bad moments into ways to get better? In this session, we'll explain it in a very easy way. When someone hurts us, how do we handle the anger that grows inside? Our feelings often seem closely connected to that person, which makes it tough to move past it. But pay attention here. We should think about who really has the power over whether we feel hurt or not. Should it be us or the other person? It should be us, shouldn't it? That way, we get to pick how we respond and how we feel, instead of letting them make the choice for us. Sometimes our feelings might seem tied to that person, but they're really tied to our own thoughts about them. That's a big difference. For example, if someone says mean words and you think, they shouldn't talk to me like that, the pain comes from your thoughts, not just their words. But if you change your view to, that's just how they are, it's their nature, the hurt might fade faster. Isn't it amazing how shifting our thoughts can ease the pain? Let's consider an example. Imagine there's a person who is mentally unstable. They might speak without thinking, not even realizing if their words are appropriate or not. They lack control over what they say due to their condition. If we end up feeling hurt by their remarks, it reveals a shortfall in our understanding. We're missing the complete context of their situation. Perhaps they're grappling with their own distress or confusion, and their words are simply overflowing from that. However, this doesn't imply you should remain passive, doing nothing at all, or allowing them to act freely without any response. No, that's not what I mean. There are times when you have to stand up and push back, not because of anger, but to keep yourself safe or set clear limits. For example, if someone at work bullies you often, you might need to speak out strongly or tell a boss about it. You do what you need to do. But if you let it hurt you deeply on the inside, that power should stay with you. You decide if it breaks your inner calm or if you deal with it in a smart way and keep going with strength. Whether you get angry or not should be up to you. Whether you let yourself feel hurt or not should be your choice. There are places in life where we do get hurt, like someone you love a lot, such as your mother, father, or a close friend. They might be going through a tough time, maybe because of sickness or some other worry. When you see them in trouble, it might make tears come to your eyes, and that pain could make you cry. Crying in these situations isn't bad. It's actually helpful because it lets the sadness out and makes you feel a little better. This kind of hurt comes from real caring, not from your own ego getting hurt. That's the big difference. If the hurt comes from your ego, like when someone insults you and you think, how can they talk to me that way? That's when it turns into a problem. But if it's from true worry, like seeing your child in pain and sharing that hurt enough to cry, there's no wrong in it. You don't need to stop those tears. They show true love and a deep connection. In that case, you're not feeling hurt because of your own ego. You're feeling it because of the other person's real trouble. That's called compassion. It's like real caring or love. It's not a bad thing at all. Now, let's consider what people say about others. Whatever someone says about you or anyone else, it's not truly about the other person. It's about what's inside them spilling out. If a person is good and kind at heart, their words will naturally be good and kind as well. For example, if someone has a lot of positive energy within, they'll notice the good in every situation and speak in uplifting ways. But if someone is negative inside, full of anger or unhappiness, can they ever say something truly good about anyone? No. Their words will always have that negativity, like complaining about everything or finding fault in others. So, when people say negative things about you, or even positive ones, it's not really defining who you are. Instead, it's revealing who they are. If someone is feeling down or unhappy inside, their words will often come out in a negative way. On the other hand, if they're kind and positive at heart, their words will reflect that goodness. Think about this everyday situation. Imagine a coworker who always finds something wrong with what you do, no matter how hard you try. This isn't really about your work being bad. It's more about their own upset feelings with their job or life coming out and changing how they look at things around them. And one more important point to consider. When someone says unkind things about you, it might stem from a mistake you've made, or it might not. The truth is, their choice to speak negatively or harshly often depends on many factors beyond you. For instance, the person saying those things could be negative at heart, with a nature that's simply wired that way, always seeing the glass half empty. Or perhaps something tough happened to them that day, putting them in a bad mood and causing them to lash out without thinking. Sometimes, it's due to their lack of understanding. They don't have the full story or context about you. They might have a habit of reacting quickly and harshly without pausing to reflect. Or they could carry biases shaped by their own upbringing and past experiences, coloring how they view people and situations. So, there are numerous reasons why someone might behave in a way that ends up hurting you. Often, they've only seen one side of you, and they react fast based on their own thoughts and inner struggles. Meanwhile, you feel hurt because they didn't act as you hoped or expected. Recognizing this can be empowering. It's a reminder that their words reveal more about their inner world than you. In your relationships, you'll often find people who truly light up every interaction. They motivate you, spark your growth, and always share uplifting words. When they speak kindly about you, it's not because you're perfect. It's a reflection of their own thoughts and positive nature. On the other hand, there are those who, in almost every meet, say things that bring you down, maybe with sly jokes that hurt, or by always highlighting your flaws. This kind of behavior shines a light on what's going on inside them. They might be dealing with their own down moods, or a broadly pessimistic outlook on life. And here's an important insight. They usually act this way with everyone, not just you. It's simply how they're wired. So, if someone's nature is simply negative, and they're saying negative things to you, is it right or wrong to let it hurt you? It's wrong, isn't it? Because that's just who they are. It's their usual way of behaving. It's similar to a dog whose nature is to bark. If a dog barks at you, do you get upset and wonder, why is it barking at me? No, you recognize, it's a dog. Barking is what dogs do. Or consider a bird soaring in the sky. Its nature is to fly, so it does. You don't get angry at it for that. Imagine you're strolling down the street and a stranger suddenly shouts something rude at you without any cause. If you let it hurt you and hold on to that anger all day, you're allowing their bad mood to spoil your own peace. But if you pause and think, that's their issue, not mine, they're probably having a rough day, you can release it and continue with a smile in your heart. In the same way, if a person's nature is positive, they'll naturally speak in uplifting ways. But if they're filled with negativity inside, no matter what you do, their words will come out negative. So, why let ourselves get upset, hurt, or angry over someone else's inherent nature? Instead, we can choose to smile and remain calm and composed. Life is like a park. Picture yourself sitting peacefully in a park. You might notice a dog barking energetically, a bird soaring gracefully overhead, or a squirrel darting playfully from tree to tree. Do you sit there feeling frustrated or anxious about it? Of course not. You simply observe and perhaps even find a moment of joy or amusement in the scene. When you start seeing life this way, as a result, your own inner self will transform. You'll start feeling light and unburdened all the time. Even when the world around you feels messy or overwhelming, you'll have a quiet smile and a sense of calm deep within. In conclusion, mastering how to avoid being hurt by others involves reclaiming control over your emotions and recognizing that people's words or actions often reveal more about them than about you. By gaining a clear view of the situation, deciding thoughtfully when to act, and releasing hurts tied to ego while welcoming true compassion and care, you build inner strength and lasting happiness. I hope you've gained some valuable insights from this session that you can put into practice in your daily life. Thank you for listening. See you in the next session.